Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Well, hello, everybody in America. This is Liam Phillips from Curing the Incurable. And today, Dr. Pat will not be joining us. I'm hosting the show. And I'd like to, first of all, I'd like to thank Dr. Pat for giving me this possibility into hosting a show on American radio. So welcome, everybody. And I'd like to, I have a guest today, and I'd like to introduce you to him. His name is Brett Richey. He lives in New York, so we're covering the whole globe here today. And Brett Richey and I met, I don't know, about 6 months ago, I guess, in New Zealand. As you do, you just bump into people. And we have both started a conversation about how we had changed disease. And what was really amazing was that we were both not doctors. So what we came up was with this crazy, wacky idea of starting up our own radio show, which is on Blog Talk Radio, called The Not Doctors. And we've also now got a lovely little site that's coming along called thenotdoctors.com. And the catchphrase to it is, are you a not doctor too? So what we're here to do is to invite you to a different possibility with regards to your body and your life. And it doesn't really matter if you have a medical degree or not, because your body is the thing that does the healing. And we'd like to talk today about some of the tools and some of the ideas that we have about you being the not doctor you truly be, and how you can change disease and your life with ease and fun and laughter. So I'd like to introduce you. It's a little bit of a joke that we have between us, Brett and I. I'd like to introduce you to not doctor Brett Richey. Hello, not doctor Brett.
Yeah, awesome. Hey, not Dr. Liam. Hey, everybody out in the radio world or wherever, whatever world you're in listening to this. I'm so excited to be on. Thank you, Liam, and thank you, Dr. Pat, for the possibility.
Yeah, and isn't it amazing? We've both been asking these questions on what's it going to take to get our message out to the world? And all of these things are starting to fall into place now. And I'm just so grateful for those people such as Dr. Pat who are willing to actually receive those questions that we're asking so we can give those people with disease or with something funky going on with their bodies a different possibility. And it's like we're all working together. I'm getting goosebumps as I talk about this. We're all working together, asking questions and receiving that information, maybe across the other side of the globe, as the universe starts to give us more awareness and more information. So is there anything you'd like to add to that, not Dr. Brett?
Yeah, that was so brilliant. I love that. And like with that too, like with this not doctor thing and like getting it out to people all over the world, it's like we're not here to tell you what to do or tell you what's going to be good for your body. We're not here to like to just give you our point of view for you to buy it. What we're here to do is ask you the questions that will get you to know what you know or whatever it is you'd like to choose, or and we'll be an allowance of whatever it is you choose. And like we're not here to tell you what to do, which might be a little bit different. And are you a not doctor too is really the question where we function from. It's like, what do you know?
Exactly. I'm so grateful for you for bringing that up about we're not here to tell you what to do. And when I was sick, and I know talking on Brett's behalf too, because we've talked about this before, there were so many people out there that were willing to tell me what to do and where to go and how to do it and how much money I'd have to spend on doing it and having that. And it's like I got so confused, so confused. It was like, oh, my God, where do I go with this information? I had people telling me, don't eat this food. And then I had other people telling me, do eat this food. Is that what you experienced as well?
I experienced that too. I more experienced it on like the online internet forum world of like WebMD and like just like going on all these different forums to like find out which foods are bad for me and which foods are good for me. I found the same thing too. It's like some people will say this food is bad. Other people will say this food's really good and it's going to like totally save your life. And I found even the foods and the medicines and the supplements and stuff that I personally took, even if it made me feel great for a while, it never was the solution.
That's the thing. Everybody wants to give you the solution or their version of the answer. And if it's not true for you, then you tend to buy that lie. Mm-hmm. And you try to make it true. And yes, I had exactly the same thing. It would work for maybe, 4 or 5 weeks. But because my body didn't really want it or because it was not true for me, then I would suddenly go on the roller coaster going back down. The other side was not fun. And then, of course, you know what I did with that? Go on, have a guess, Brett.
Oh, I can't even think right now. So you might as well just say it.
Well, What occurred for me was when I was going down the other side of the roller coaster back into the doom and gloom, I'd beat myself up for it. Yeah. And I'd go, oh, my God, I've done something wrong. I must have done something wrong. I didn't follow it to the letter. I skipped that part. Oh, I didn't do this. I didn't do that. And I just went into judgment. Now, I was just talking to Gary Douglas, the founder of something called Access Consciousness, the other day on the Well Puja show. And what was really interesting about that was that we talked about judgment and how judgment kills your body. And I didn't realize that at the time, that every time that I judge myself for doing the diet or doing the medication wrong or whatever it was, or not following the instructions to the letter, that I was actually putting another nail in the coffin. And it's like, where I'm going to ask you guys out there in radio land, how many of you guys have actually made yourself wrong because you're not getting the change that you're wanting? And would you now give that up? Give up the judgment, the self-judgment, because that little judgment there is going to lock you up into more disease and more discomfort.
Yeah. Judgment was the thing that catapulted me into the disease that I created. I was taking antibiotics and I had judged that antibiotics were wrong and bad and terrible and they make you sick. So that's exactly what I created. And then I went online to find all the points of views that validated mine. And they kept saying worse and worse and worse things that like antibiotics will kill you just from taking one and stuff like that. And well, not that intense, but that's basically what I bought. And then from that.
Are you lying there? I think it was that intense.
All right. It was that intense. Yeah.
I know when I was in disease, it felt really intense at the time. Yeah. And now that I'm not choosing it, and I'd like to highlight that word, you can get a highlighter and mentally. Now that I'm not choosing the disease, I have a different possibility and it's no longer intense in that way.
Yeah.
So actually, I'd like to ask you a question, Brett. It's sort of like I've been on the show now for 6 months with Dr. Pat. So people know me, they know a little bit about my story. So what if I ask you, what's your story? Where did you come from? What sort of disease did you choose or did you create? And what were some of the key, maybe one or two of the key points that allowed you to make a different choice?
Yeah, thank you so much for asking that. It's funny, what I was going into before was actually the start of it, judging antibiotics as wrong and bad. And so I created all sorts of problems with my body based on that one point of view alone. And from that, I took on all these other points of views that chemicals were bad. And like, there was this one lady on this forum, I'll never forget this. She went through this this like daily, like intense ritual of what she had to do to filter water every day, because she couldn't drink regular filtered water because of the, even like the little chemical residues. So I looked at that and I said, wow, I hope that never happens to me. And with that one phrase, with that one like little quick second thought, I solidified a future where I would have to filter my water. And I started creating from that place, a place of chemical sensitivities, which got to a point where like 5 months from that point to where I decided to change it, I was in my room, not able to go outside without a respirator mask on, not able to go in other parts of my house, and like just constantly fearing for my death. Like, what's going to be the next thing that's going to kill me in this environment? So, and from there, when it got to the point where it was like just the worst, it was getting really cold. I couldn't even have the heat on in my room. I went to myself, was like, all right, like, I made a demand, and that was the first step of changing it. I demanded to myself, first of all, I went, there's no way I'm going to have to live this way my entire life. No way. That's what the doctors were telling me. They were telling me I was never going to get over it, that I would always have chemical sensitivities and electromagnetic sensitivities. And at that point, I just said, you know what?
You know what?
I am not... I was trying to figure out a different word to say than the one I was going to use.
It wouldn't have been a four-letter word by any chance, would it?
Yeah.
Yes, this is a family show. Good awareness.
You know what? Okay, so here's the PG-13 version of what I said. You know what? I am not going to buy what they said. There has to be another possibility. No matter what it takes, I'm going to change this. And from that one point of demand, within a month, I changed it. I changed all the allergic reactions I was having in my body. I changed just all the electromagnetic stuff that was going on. I started to change it to a point where I can go back out into the world within a month from that point.
Yeah. Hey, look, I'd like to thank you for that story that actually inspires people. And it's inspired me because it's sort of like only a month. How long were you sick for?
I was, I guess I was sick for a couple of years, but.
And you changed it in a month.
Yeah.
Wow. Now that is totally phenomenal. That is amazing. And it's in this reality, that's also unbelievable. So what I'd like to ask the listeners there is, would you like to have an unbelievable life? Would you like to have an unreal body? And when I ask those questions, I'm actually asking you, would you like to step into something that this reality does not even have a guideline for, into just that pure knowing, being and receiving and perceiving, and into that,
right.
Wow, beyond what people say is possible, unbelievable, unreal. We used to have a saying here in Australia when I first moved to Australia from England. And yes, I did a little bit of pot smoking in those days and everything was cool, man. And hey, man, that was unreal, you know. But that was part of the pot smoking in those days, was that we were bored with the reality of what was here. And we didn't have any tools other than alcohol and pot to actually be able to change what we had been told was this reality. We knew there was something different, and so I experimented with drugs and alcohol alcohol specifically, to get out of this, to give me a different reality, to give me a different choice. Wasn't my best choice. I managed to give those away. And now that I have these tools from Access Consciousness, it's like I can have that different reality that I always knew was available. So, Brett, let me ask you that question.
Yeah.
Did you always know that there was something else that was possible that was beyond what people were telling you with regards to your disease or even your life?
I always knew, you know, there's no question in my, well, I guess that's something I've known, and I know that I know that there is always another possibility, even through all the dark times, through all the times where I thought I was going to die. I still knew that there was a different possibility. I just wasn't willing to choose it until I was willing to choose it.
Ah, yes. The old clause, huh? What's that? It's the old clause of get it when you... Yeah, the Santa Claus, since it's coming up to Christmas. The Santa Claus is you get it when you get it, or you choose it when you choose it. So I know for some people that are in disease at the moment or, you know, are choosing that, they're going, how dare they talk like this? But once you actually start to see that you are the creator of your life, you have a different choice available. So, hey, do you think we could do a little question there with regards to choice and creating disease that would perhaps give somebody some more possibility?
What are you talking? Do you mean a process?
Yeah, I mean like a fun little process that we could use.
All right, cool. Yeah. So I just totally forgot your criterion that you just said.
You've already gone into the future with the process, I can tell. Would you like me to come up?
Pretty in the future. I got to come back to the present right now.
Yeah, stop being in the future. I know you've got that ability and that capacity, but come back to now.
All right.
So I'll run this, see how it goes. I haven't run a process before on the Dr. Pat Show.
So, awesome.
I'm going to run this one. What stupidity are you using to create the disease you are choosing? And everything that is, would you like to do the pod pop? Destroy and uncreate it all.
Yeah. Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all mine, shorts, boys, and beyonds.
Cool.
Now, I'm going to give a little caveat there. When we run that process and we ask what stupidity are you choosing, we're not calling you stupid. Stupidity is just anywhere that you've chosen like unawareness over something else, over knowing what you know. And that's another thing that that's amazing about Access Consciousness, and another thing that we like to do with the Not Doctors is to empower you to know that you know. Because there's not anything in your life that you've created that you don't know somehow, somewhere.
Exactly. And the other thing about that clearing statement too is all that gobbledygook at the end, you don't need to know what that is, other than it is a statement that takes, that energetically is like an energetic vacuum cleaner. And it sucks up everything that is stopping you from being able to have that choice and just sucking it away. So if you want to know more about that, you can go to my website at curingtheincurable.com, or you can go to theaccessconsciousness.com. And there's another one. Is it www.theclearingstatement.com for those of you that have got this wonderful logical mind that want to know what it is?
When I first heard the clearing statement, I like researched it intensely. It was like, I have to know every little bit and how it works and what it's getting rid of. But now I've forgotten it all and I just use it and it works.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like driving a car, yeah? How many of you drive cars? Well, perhaps not if you're in New York, but most of you have driven a car at some point. Do you actually know how an engine needs to work, how an engine works, to drive the car, or do you just get in there, switch the ignition on, and off you go?
Wow, that's such a brilliant analogy. I never thought of it that way. That's really cool. I'm going to use that from now on.
Okay, cool. I'll let you. How does it go? I'll sell it to you. Cool. So, yeah, I mean, it's obvious, isn't it? You don't need to know how it works. You just need to know that it works. And that's what we'd like to gift to you in this show and on the Not Doctors, if you choose to come along and check out our Not Doctors on the Blog Talk Radio. It's like, what if you could... I've just forgotten totally where I was going with that, Mr. Brett. Dr. Brett.
I've got you. We're in this together.
Have you got my back, buddy?
Yeah, I've totally got your back. So
thank you.
Another thing that we're actually... that another, I guess, point of view that we have at the Not Doctors is that disease doesn't have to be something that is serious and significant. Like, what if you could have fun with disease?
Yeah, I know. I mean, isn't that a crazy question?
Yeah.
You know how much money I've made out of disease? Oh, my God. How does it get any better than that?
Well, you know? I can tell. Yeah.
It's not what I would choose again, but, you know, what if you could have fun with it?
Yeah, I mean, you've made multiple businesses out of it. How does it get any better than that?
Some of the things that you did, had created that disease. What were some of the things that you were doing that made your life lighter? Because we know that disease is often very heavy and not an easy subject to talk about. So what were some of those things that you did to make your life easier and lighter, even though, you know, it was difficult to even get up in the morning sometimes?
Yeah. Well, that's a really great point. I mean, like, looking back at it, when I wasn't in the allergic reactions and when I wasn't in the chemical electromagnetic sensitivity stuff, I was having a whole lot of fun. I was creating a whole lot, actually. I was creating all sorts of videos. I was reading, I was creating poetry. I was doing things that were actually like enriching my life.
Sure.
which at that point, if I hadn't chosen to create the disease, that wouldn't really have been a possibility that I would have seen as possible. Because I had just failed out of college at that point and moved back in with my parents. And I was being pressured to get a job and to go into the humdrum of like a 9-to-5 living. And that's not what I wanted my life to be. So in a way, the disease that I created was such an amazing gift that now that I've gotten out of it and my parents saw me change it within a month, that they're in allowance of me creating the life I'd like to create. And with this energetic stuff, that got me out of being sick. So they're totally on board with whatever I'm doing because they've seen the change that is possible that I wouldn't have seen and that they wouldn't have seen if I had not chosen that disease.
Yeah. Actually, I was on a call this morning. I have a monthly call called Get to Know Your Body. And we were looking at health and relationships. And one of the things that came out of the call was places where we actually cut ourselves off from who we truly be to fit into either a point of view or a belief or an idea or a system or a structure or to fit into somebody else's world. And when we do that, that actually creates a huge limitation for us and our bodies. And I've actually got a clearing here that we came up with that we could use if you wanted to. Do you think the listeners would like to hear this clearing?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, cool. I've got it written down somewhere. How does it get any better than that? Here it is. Because I function a little bit like an autistic person, and when you're on the radio with so many people, it's like, I'm very aware of where everybody is going. There's questions out there. There's people that are stamping their feet and saying this is not right. There's all sorts of things going on, and I'm aware of all of this. So thank God I wrote this down. How does it get any better than that? And this is a question that I would love for people, if they're willing to take it and ask, you know, a few times a day, maybe even up to 20 or 30 times a day, not particularly looking for an answer, but just asking the universe this question, and it will start to unlock where you've locked yourself up with regards to relationships and your health. So the question is, who or what are you giving yourself up for that if you did not give yourself up for, would give you all of you? And everything that doesn't allow that to, everything that that is, can we now destroy and uncreate it all?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good and bad, right and wrong, pop a pock, or an eye, short boys and beyonds. I'll just read it again because it's just brilliant. Who or what are you giving yourself up for that if you didn't give yourself up for, would give you all of you and the healthy body you say you would like to have? Just added that little extra on.
Wow.
And everything that is, would you like to destroy and uncreate it all?
Yeah, right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
Oh, I've got an official pot pock ahead. Does it get any better than that?
Yeah. My brain was so fuzzed out from the first time. I totally forgot to do it.
Well, that's the cool thing about these clearings. They are designed to fuzz you out. So, guys, people who are listening to this in the future, it's like, be aware that when you're using these statements, it's not going to show up the way you think it's going to show up, and you could feel a little bit spacey afterwards, which is not a wrongness, okay? I'd really like you to get that. It's not a wrongness.
Yeah,
it's
space just is that what you're... you
be. Sorry?
Oh, yeah, space is what you be.
Space is what you be, exactly. If we are energy, space, and consciousness, you know, it's like... and you start stepping more into that space, you will feel, quote unquote, I use that word, feel that sense of more space. And often that has been beaten out of us when we were kids, energetically, like, oh, you know, get your head out of the clouds, come, you know, get be grounded and all of this sort of stuff. Well, if you are an infinite being, would you truly require to be grounded, or would you truly need to be out of the clouds? Could you not have it all and have an awareness of everything?
Yeah.
Wow. That's big. How does it get any better than that?
You know, I had this awareness of while you were running the clearing that actually those when I was creating the illness, I would do those things that I was talking about that would create my life. I even took up biking and I would like do those things for a while, and then I found that because I was doing it and it was so creative for me and my body, that I would actually start getting better. And then like a couple days later, I wasn't really aware that I was doing this, but I would go, oh, I'm getting too much better now, gotta get sick again.
Yeah. So could I ask you a question?
Yeah.
It's like, I have asked you this one before, but it's like, so did you use your illness to create and generate your life?
Yeah, actually, the awareness that I just had from that in regards to relationship is that I was using my illness to do something with my relationship with my parents who were taking care of me at the time.
Ah, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
Can you tell us more about that? How does that work?
Yeah, the awareness is just coming in now. This isn't really something I've looked at before. So that's pretty much what I have right now. Maybe you want to run that process again and we'll see if it unlocks some more.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's such a beautiful process. I've been using it for about a month now. And what I find with that particular, just recently, I'd always been looking for the who. And even though I had said it over and over again, I'd never even looked at the what. And it's sort of like those, what all the whats are, you know, all the points of view, the beliefs and all that sort of thing. Anyway, here we go. Here's the clearing again. Who or what are you, oh my God, it just changed and went away. Who giving yourself good and bad, right and wrong, pop and pop, all nine, short boys and beyonds.
Cool. Oh my gosh. I don't know how that sounded on your end or on the radio, but for me, when you were saying that whole process, it kind of went in like slow motion and like made like weird, like robot sounds. So we might be clearing a lot of energy here.
Yeah. Isn't it weird? Isn't it weird how we use this energy and we're both on Skype and things like that, and it does something with the energy on Skype or on the radio. It's like, and none of that is wrong.
Yeah.
So for me, like when I'm on a telecall or when I'm running a class or when I'm talking to people, I always include all of that. Even the things that usually get, you know, under your skin a bit and irritate you, you know, like the noise of the fridge behind me and all of that sort of stuff. I actually include that in my reality so I don't have to spend any energy in trying to push that out. And yeah, that way I can be in allowance of everything that's going on, and there's no energy holding anything in place, and I can have so much more of me.
Oh my God.
And that's what the clearing does.
You know, Liam, is that what most people tend to do with disease too? Try to like isolate and push it out and not receive it as it is?
Well, yeah. What do you know? It's like, yeah. So did you do that?
I totally did that. I basically did it with my whole body. Like I tried out my whole body from my entire life and from me. I tried to separate the whole thing.
Yeah, and it's the amount of energy that you use in trying to exclude the disease that you have chosen that all that energy that you're using to exclude it, to hold it away, it's like trying to push a tsunami away. You know, that's how much energy that you'd have to use. Can you imagine how much energy you would need? Like, you know, the tsunami in Fukushima. I always think that's a very funny name for a town, Fukushima, but there you go.
Hey, this is a kid show.
Yeah. I knew I could get that word in somewhere. So you've got that wall of water that's coming towards you, and how much energy would it take to hold that back? Well, that's how much energy you're using to hold back or to try to exclude the disease from your life rather than being in allowance of it. I'm not saying accept it. I'm saying like, okay, cool. I have a disease. I've created a disease. Okay, so what is it going to take for me to change this or create a different reality for me and my body? And what's it going to do? What's it going to take for that to occur right away? Yeah.
So here's a process here for that. So what physical actualization is bringing something into reality. So what physical actualization of a phenomenal body with total health in whatever way that looks for you, are you now capable of generating, creating, and instituting?
Wow. How cool is that? And with that particular clearing, like for those people out there that have never done any of this sort of thing, like use the two or three clearings that we gave you earlier in the show, run those first and then run this one. Because the other ones, what they will do is they'll start to clear the places where you've locked yourself up and judged you to oblivion. And this one will actually start to flip you into creating the phenomenal life that you know is possible. So it's almost like, you know, I'm just thinking of Muhammad Ali now, you know, the old 1-2, yeah? So we're doing the old 1-2 process there. And it's one we're going to clear, that's the uppercut. And then two, whack, we're going to go into creating and generating our life and our living and a phenomenal life and living, and just going back one step, going beyond what's believable and going beyond what's real, having an unbelievable, unreal life.
Cool. So wow. Everything that doesn't allow for that. Will you please destroy it and create it now?
Yes. Good and bad, right and wrong, pop and pock, all nine, short boys and beyonds.
Thank
How does it get any better than that? Cool. So we called our radio show and a little business, or perhaps it's going to be a big business, the Knot Doctors. So if I was to ask you, Brett, what the Knot Doctors, I gave you my definition of it. If I asked you what that was for you, what would you come up with?
Oh my gosh. I'd say the Knot Doctors is a different possibility of dealing with disease. I mean, like, who else out there is telling you that you know what you know? Because I know for me, this isn't going on with the definition, but for me, when I was going out to all the different doctors that I went and saw, all of them were giving me their answers, and all of them were saying, like, you got to do this, you got to do that. And none of it worked for me. I just kept searching and searching and searching until I got to this place where actually I found people who were actually asking me questions so that I could know what I knew.
How cool is that?
That's what I, for me with the Knot Doctors, that's what I would like to give to all of you too, to empower you to know that you know.
Awesome. One of the things that came up then was, well, those people that have gone into, you know, that keep on seeking and seeking, that was something that came up for me. You know, yeah. I tried this, I tried that, I tried this, I tried that. I tried a million billion different things, and I was already a healer. I was already into organic food. I was already into meditation and, you know, all the rest of it. And none of it was working, and I kept on looking and looking and looking and seeking and seeking and seeking. And a lot of people said, Liam, why? Why are you doing that? And because, you know, I was not satisfied with the answers or the results that I was getting. And so and my life is still like that. And those mm-hmm. people that are listening now, if you've got through the first half an hour, you're probably here now and you're going, and you're having all these oh my God moments. And this is one of those oh my God moments. You're not wrong for seeking something greater. In fact, if you're one of those people that is seeking something greater for yourself, then you're probably going to be one of those people. And just saying, maybe not, you may be one of those people that could actually change this whole reality. You know, we know of the famous people like Einstein and, correct me if I'm wrong with the name, Barack Obama, all of these sorts of people that have, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Julia Gillard is our prime minister. Probably none of you guys have heard of her.
Idea.
But all these people that have inspired you, well, what if you were actually, in order for you to see the inspiration that they be, you have to be that inspiration already. So it's sort of like for you wanting something greater is not a wrongness. So if you've tried something and it's not working and you keep on seeking for something else, don't let those people go that want to hold you back, that want to cut you down, that want to make you wrong for searching all the time. Don't buy their reality. Run that clearing of who or what am I giving myself up for that if I didn't give myself up for would give me all of me. Because as soon as you buy somebody else's, oh, you can't, that's not possible, then you actually cut off from you and what you know. Anyway, I think I'm on a bit of a soapbox there. Bring me back to earth, Brett. I think I'm shoving points of view down people's throats. How does it get better than that?
That's so
Liam calling not Dr. Brett. Can you save me, please, before I go into points of view and beliefs?
I'll throw the ropes out to you.
Thank you. Cool. I'm pulling myself back in now. How's it getting better than that?
With those points of view that you were saying, that's the kind of thing that's like, it's a point of view, but in a way that like, in a way that inspires people to choose greater, at least in my point of view, because it's like, I don't know, it's like if we create our reality, somebody can take what you say and they can go, oh, I can't create, like I'm not creating this stuff in my life, like. And that's fine if they're choosing that, but it's like you being like you imposing that point of view is you saying, oh, there is another possibility here. Like, if you are to acknowledge you're creating your life, like, there is that possibility. And from that place, you can create anything.
Yeah.
And would you rather have not being able to create anything or creating anything as reality?
Yeah, I guess I went into apologizing for my enthusiasm and opening the door. So what if we could all live a life where we didn't have to apologize for who we be?
You know? Yeah.
And with like the not doctors, what I'd like to invite people to is, hey, we're going this way. We've got these tools. We've got these processes. We'd like to empower you to know what you know. Would you like to come for the ride? Sometimes it's going to be a bit bumpy, but we're going to have some fun. And you're welcome to leave at any stage. We don't care. It's totally your choice. And be that invitation to play on a bigger soccer field. A bigger playing field. do you have soccer in the States? I'm not sure.
We do have soccer, but it's the kind where you kick the ball. I'm not sure, like, what is that what it is in
Australia? That's what I was talking about. Yeah.
Okay. We have
soccer. You know that movie Field of Dreams? Build it and they shall come.
Yeah.
You know? Well, what if you built your own reality? Huh? That's what it's talking about. Build your own reality and invite people into that reality rather than cutting yourself into little bits to fit into everybody else's reality.
Oh my gosh. That reminds me of a process that I've been running for the last day or so. Oh my gosh. So what what stupidity are you using to avoid the adventure of life and living you could be choosing?
Woohoo! And everything that is. You destroy and uncreate it.
Oh yeah. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds.
That's cool. You might notice that Brett says right, wrong, and I go do good, bad. It doesn't matter. It works. You could say everything that Brett and Liam, everything that the not doctors say, and it's still good. You don't even need to say the actual clearing statement.
Oh, I love that. Oh, my gosh. Can I run that clearing again? That clearing always just gets me so excited.
No, I won't let you.
So what stupidity are you using to...
Hang on a minute. Are we married? I said I'm not going to let you. I had to do it anyway.
Well, I know. I guess we are married because I know when you say that, you actually mean the opposite.
That's right. I must be the woman of... Oh, did I say that out loud? Pardon
me. Very bad. Very, very bad. Now we're not.
I think we've actually delivered an amount of energy now where people just want to hear you do the clearing statement. So shoot, buddy.
All right, cool. So I'm just going to do it again. What stupidity are you using to avoid the adventure of life and living you could be choosing?
Oh. Woo!
And everything all that is, will you destroy it and create it, please?
Yeah. Good and bad, right and wrong, pop and pock, all nine, short boys and girls. Hey, I just love my job at Cuning and Curable and Not Doctors and as an access consciousness facilitator, because when I use these clearings with people and I see that smile on their face as they start to get lighter and spacier, and the clearings also work on me too, but don't tell anyone. It's also, I get to be more aware with the job that I do. How cool is that? But don't tell anyone.
Yeah. And please, if you're having aha moments, if you're like experiencing like maybe something as terrible as happiness or like some kind of change, if you've gotten some kind of change out of this call, would you please visit us at www.thenockdoctors.com and like comment and let us know or shoot us an email at definitelynotdoctors@gmail.com. Because we would love to hear this stuff and to like see what change is possible in the world and see whose lives we are affecting. Because like it gives me the juice to keep going and to keep going out there and doing what I do. And it's just so cool to connect with people who also know that there's a different possibility and who are willing to step out and step up and play in a totally different world.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I think I'm going to go there right now. What was it again? www.
The Not Doctors, thenotdoctors.com.
That's so cool. And yeah, you know, one of the things I love working with you is that we never make anything serious or significant.
We don't?
Well, let me see. I can't think of the time that we have, but there you go.
I can't either.
What if life was more playful and more fun? I mean, when you see kids playing or dogs playing, you know, are they thinking about where the next dollar is going to come from, or oh dear me, I've got arthritis? I mean, I've seen old dogs with arthritis and stuff like that, and they are still willing to go forth and generate their lives and have fun and play with frisbees and go for walks. I mean, have you ever seen a dog say, no, I don't want to go for a walk? I mean, even if he is so tired he can barely lift an eyelid, if you say walkies, most of the time they will get up and they'll go, oh, okay, yeah, I'd like to go for a little walk, you know. What if we were more like those dogs? Yeah, another walk, yeah. Oh, jump in the car, yeah. Oh, yeah, eat a bone, yeah. What if our lives were more like yes rather than no, I've got to be serious?
Wow. Yeah. Cool. So, yeah, so from that, yeah, what physical actualization of a totally insignificant and phenomenal life beyond your wildest dreams, full of adventure, are you now capable of generating, creating, and instituting?
You can't give them an extra clearing. We reached our limit of four like 4 ago.
Oh, no. All right, so everything that is, will you destroy it and create it? Everything that doesn't allow for that, will you destroy it and create it, please?
Yes, good and bad, right and wrong, pop and pock, all nine short boys. That's so funny.
We'll just erase them all from the recording, so there's just one clearing, so we can only give you one thing.
I hate to tell you this, buddy, but it's going out live, so we're going to have to get into our tutus and go and change it in everybody's brain that's heard it.
Yeah, I mean, we can do that. I know we've got the tools, we've got the abilities.
Yeah, cool. And I'm sure you'd look very cute in your tutu and a magic wand.
Totally. Maybe we can shoot a nice promo video.
Yeah, well, I'm willing to do absolutely anything if it's going to create the change that's required on this planet. So It's sort of like, are you? And I'm not just talking to you, Brett. I'm talking to the people out there. Are you willing to do whatever is required to make the change that you desire? Because if you are, now I'm not actually asking you to do anything. I'm just asking you to be willing to be or do something different. So if you're willing to be or do something different, then you can have a possibility of something different showing up. Until you actually are willing to, it doesn't matter what you do, you won't change anything. And there's my challenge. I've laid down the gauntlet.
Uh-oh.
Cool. Well, we're getting close to the end of the show. So we were discussing something about the possibility of a teleclass that would go further with this and to assist people in changing disease. So, Brett, you've got a pretty good handle on that. Would you like to just give a few minutes just to tell people what that telecall may look like?
Yeah, so we're going to be doing a free intro telecall. Most likely, it's not set in stone yet, but most likely on January 29th, which would be in the U.S., and the 30th in Australia. And what we're looking at, we don't officially have a name yet, but it's going to be an introduction to the Not Doctors. We're going to go deeper with the clearings. You're going to be able to jump on with us and ask us any questions that you have. And so how do you get on this call, you may be asking? We're going to be posting it as soon as we possibly can on the www.thenotdoctors website. So as you go to the website, I'll make a button because I'm the one doing the website at the moment. I'll make a button. It'll be so very obvious.
Touch the sky, your high horse is taken north and left to you, nowhere to be found, better off dead, or so you said, but don't worry, we all fall down somehow.
Oh, someday, not somehow.